On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. We do the show live at noon 03. Mark your calendars and time. Program your phone.
Mm-hmm. Set a reminder.
I use my phone to wake up in the morning.
So do I.
And I'm getting good at finding the snooze button. You know, it's like anything you touch becomes a snooze button on your phone. Don't do that, folks. But you do want to tune in live. And if you miss it, a segment or a show, you can always go to ksro.com. Previous shows are there. You might find there's a tidbit that you heard something about and you want to share with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that he said? What was that thing he said about interest rates? This is the show where we talk about the most important thing in your life, asset-wise, which is your house.
Mm-hmm.
Financially speaking, it's big liability associated with it called your mortgage. We talk about how those things come together, and we often have great guests. We'll be joined shortly by Jameson Junk. He's with RE/MAX Marketplace. We'll be talking about a listing he has in Windsor. It's actually really cool around the corner from my house. Do you have any questions about purchasing a home, refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We'll help you explore your options. Call us at 707-583-8100. So I heard there's like a new moon or something. Have you heard about this?
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
I almost got hit three times driving car in my car yesterday.
Oh, no.
Three times. So that explains it.
Is that
people
it?
People are zombies.
Yes. I am. I rushed in at the last minute, so.
Look at you.
Must be affecting me, too.
You're a zombie.
Yep.
It's been an interesting marketplace as well. I feel like I'm a zombie sometimes trying to figure out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get some guidance from the Federal Reserve. FOMC minutes came out. Were you able to dig that up?
I did. They unanimously declined to raise interest rates this month. They said, nope, now's not the time.
Right. So what does that mean? Does that mean that your mortgage rates are going down? No, it actually could mean the opposite. So mortgage rates are not directly tied to the federal funds rate. In fact, the only mortgage rate that would be with the home equity line of credit, but mostly it's your credit cards and your auto loans that are impacted by
mm-hmm.
that change.
Mm-hmm.
What impacts your mortgage rate? I think it's important for people to understand that your mortgage rate is impacted by the supply and demand of bonds, money into bonds and in and out of bonds for mortgage-backed securities, long-term bonds. And a good indicator of something to watch is the 10-year treasury. So if you're watching, you know, any of the CNBC or you go to bankrate.com or you're looking for what's happening, I'm planning for my refinance, what's happening in the trends, the 10-year treasury is a good indicator of what's happening in the mortgage markets.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the yield, not the price. So what the yield is doing is what interest rates could be doing. So if yields go up, interest rates could also be going up.
Mm-hmm.
But we rely heavily on this Federal Reserve because it controls our monetary system for the government. And the Federal Reserve will issue these minutes like what just happened and will give us guidance. Well, sometimes we predict that guidance in the marketplace.
Ahead of time,
right. And then you get it wrong,
right.
And then the markets get rattled,
mm-hmm.
And you get it right, and sometimes the markets are confirmed. So we just like to announce it every month when the FOMC minutes come out as to what that means and how it correlates to you, mom, pa, kettle, borrower.
Right. And they do indicate that they might be doing something in September.
Okay.
So.
In September.
They said unwinding.
Unwinding. What does that mean?
I don't even know.
All wound up there in the Fed.
Yeah.
Need to unwind. Someone who's not wound up is Roger Ferrer. He's joining me live.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Oops, there he is. We're going to mic him up. One of the mics. Yeah. One of the mics will be his.
Check one, check two.
I'll go like
check
that.
One, check
is
one.
Is that one?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Maybe?
Really, Roger.
Again,
do
Roger.
A check
any
one.
Better?
Yeah. Okay, there we go. There, I found it.
Thanks for having me today.
Live
I'm
radio.
A zombie.
Can we dump that?
Oh,
hey, folks. So Roger Ferrer's been with Bay Equity now. What are we going on, like 6 years, Roger?
Pretty close. Five and a half years.
Five and a half years. Yeah. Can you give you a Rolex when you get to that 6 year mark?
I hope so.
It'll be a nice big picture one in an email. That's what I do.
Picture of Rolex.
Send a picture of Rolex.
Or at least Michael Kors.
You know, Roger's been doing this a long time, and he's joined us live in the studio, and he's brought in his friend, Jameson Junk with RE/MAX. Hey, Jameson.
How are you? Thank you very much for having me. Good to be here.
Glad you came in, because you have this house, and I think it's important for our listeners to know about this one. Tell us about 514 Pistachio in Windsor. I think it's pretty slick.
All right. First of all, the neighborhood, unbelievable.
Yep.
Had a chance to meet a lot of the neighbors. It's a quiet, peaceful, very tight community.
Mm-hmm.
The home is actually four bedrooms, two and a half bath. The layout is amazing. Allows a lot of natural light to come through, and the backyard truly encompasses Sonoma County. Like, the second you go back there, no matter what time of day you go back there, you're going to pop a beer, you're going to have a barbecue. It's unbelievable.
See, Jameson's my type of guy.
Yes, yes.
Described.
Right. I like that.
My perfect evening. And as I was telling you, Jameson, I've got a house that we rent out in that area. And you know what's cool about it? They're all named after trees. Yeah. And there's this beautiful shade tree, which isn't too far down around the corner. Mm-hmm. But this neighborhood has mature trees everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. You go down, it's just lined the entire streets. Everything's mature. People take care of their lawns. Mm-hmm. Landscaping is beautiful.
So people need to see this. I was surprised to hear that you don't have an offer on it yet.
Yeah, no offer yet.
We could are be an doing, opportunity for some buyers here.
Oh, absolutely. Especially at this home. I mean, at this price, yeah. It's a great value. We're doing an open house this Sunday between 2 and 4 p.m. Come down, take a visit. We'll have our entire team there from RE/MAX Marketplace. So it's going to be a great time. I look forward to meeting anyone who does.
Will you be offering bowls full of nuts like pistachios?
Tons of pistachios will be there.
Well, it's located at 514 Pistachio
Place. Yes, it has
place.
To be. It definitely has to be.
I mean, if you really want to reach the marketplace, bring some pistachios.
I know. I'm thinking about maybe making a trail all the way through from like open house sign to open house sign. Just follow the pistachios.
That worked out great for Hansel and Gretel. You listed this at 649-111, is that right?
Yeah, 111.
Trying to be cool?
Just trying to be cool. It's a lucky number for the sellers.
You know what we call that in marketing? We call that odd-even pricing.
Yes.
Yes, so it's odd-even pricing, and it makes you think you're getting a deal because it's not $650.
Yes, yes. I saw the ones and loved it.
Well, I love the price, actually. I think it's priced right. I know the market really well there, and I think people should definitely contact you. What's the best number to reach you at?
My phone number is going to be 707-217-8834. I can definitely give you a private showing, or you can meet me at the open house, either one.
Sunday from 2 to 4, right?
Sunday from 2 to 4, yes.
Okay, and so again, you can look this one up, folks, at 514 Pistachio Place in Windsor, and it's a great neighborhood, and the price is good. So, you know, you're still in that range, Roger, where you can qualify for conventional financing with 95%.
Absolutely.
Because you're just under the 595-700 limit.
Yes, we are.
Can you educate our listeners a little bit on some of the changes that Fannie Mae has put out with regards to debt-to-income ratio and where we are on the limit of loan balance?
Sure. So debt-to-income ratio, what that is that's your housing payment plus all other expenses that would be on a credit report divided by your gross income.
Okay. And so gross, we have to clarify for folks. A lot of people don't understand. It's not what you see on your paycheck.
Yeah, it's not your net income.
It's not the net. It's the gross.
Yeah, we're counting up all the gross income. Right. So they've raised it from 45 to 50%. And what Fannie Mae is saying is they're saying that they're not going to see a larger default rate.
Right.
That they don't believe that people are going to be falling out. With the low unemployment that's happening right now, incomes are rising. Mm-hmm. So if somebody buys a house with a fixed rate income or fixed rate loan, their incomes are going to increase, which is going to lower that DTI in years to come.
Right. So debt to income ratio is one of the key benchmarks to underwriting a home loan. And people don't really understand it, especially those that are self-employed, that we underwrite your tax returns different than what's on your adjusted gross income. Hmm. It's fairly predictable if you're a W-2 employee what your income is, right? We're going to figure that out pretty easily. But if you're self-employed, you really need to give a guy like Roger a call. Don't just underwrite your own file. Roger's going to tell you what you qualify for. And the good news, especially for our friend Jameson here in the studio, is he's going to be able to have a good pool of buyers that are qualified for conventional financing and don't have to go get that special jumbo financing. And that's what we do at Bay Equities. We really try and match you up to the right program. Again, FHA or conventional, up to a $595,000 loan, Jameson. I mean, this is like right in the value of most buyers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is great news for all buyers.
Yeah, that they can qualify for a lot of financing on this. Payments are going to be big. You got to understand, folks, you know, you're borrowing a lot of money. Your payments are going to be high, but median home prices outpacing median income. So what we want to do is match you up to the right program, find the right combination of a 30-year fix, hopefully something that's affordable and predictable, because as the interest rates rise, it's only going to get worse. So this is a good time to buy. I don't know that we're peaking. Do you have an opinion on that, Jameson? Are we still kind of in a comfortable, steady trajectory upwards?
I think it's going to be a steady trajectory. You know, we're still seeing, you know, days on market is right around that 5-week mark, and it has been for a long time. That's incredibly fast.
What does that mean when you say days on market? Can you give me all elements of that metric?
Days on market, it comes on the market. it's shown the property. It maybe has a date of when they're going to be reviewing offers, mm-hmm. accepted offers into escrow to close.
To close, right. Yeah, and so 30-day close or 25-day close.
Yeah, so if you're looking at 30, you know, you're looking at, you know, probably between like 6 and 9 days of actually on the market before it goes into escrow.
Which is incredibly
wow.
fast.
Wow.
I mean, so it's a competitive market, and it, you know, buyers are in competition with each other, and it's going to be between terms and price. And those are the two things that are, you know, most to get an accepted offer. Those yeah. are the two things that sellers are going to be looking at.
What role does a direct lender like Bay Equity play in the competitiveness of a listing agent and seller looking at offers? What role does that play?
A huge role. You know, and one thing I do know, you know, working with Roger, he can get you pre-underwritten.
Yeah.
So, you know, in terms of using the word terms, instead of doing a 30-day escrow, mm-hmm. you know, we can do a 21-day
it's
escrow.
True.
And that really makes the buyer look attractive in the eyes of any potential seller.
Because expediency to close is most sellers' aim.
Absolutely. Fast close, highest price.
So what about sellers that want to sell quickly, but then they've got to find a replacement property? What kind of strategies do they have to retain occupancy in that property after closing? Like, what kind of unique ways are you helping the seller stay in that house post-closing?
You know, post-closing, you can do a couple of things. Uh-huh. You can do the rent back, which is probably more of the traditional way to go.
Sure.
You know, and you can do a rent back. Sometimes, you know, in being such a competitive market too, sometimes it's even a free rent back.
Yeah.
Where you're not even being charged per day.
Right. Yeah. That's become more common, Roger. And what's our max is in it? 60 days. Yeah.
60.
So they can get a rent back. And then that gives the seller that you're working with time to not just move out, that only takes a couple of days, but find a replacement property.
Absolutely. And then it makes their offers on their new home even more attractive, knowing that their home is already in escrow or in some cases even closed.
So there's a lot of collaboration that happens between the real estate side and the lending side.
Oh my goodness.
I know you and Roger are working together on transactions, but communication is a big part of that. So that's where like the internet lender can really fail the buyer, is they don't have the same kind of communication with a realtor that you would have with a local lender.
Completely. You know, just being able to pick up the phone and knowing the other person's going to answer the phone right away and get the answers that you're going to need is such a huge thing. And then it also builds confidence with any of the sellers and the seller's agents too, knowing that this person has a reputation in our county, in our city.
It does help, doesn't it?
Big time, yeah.
Hey, Jameson Junk, first time on the air with us. We're going to have him back. I like this guy. I like his style.
Yes.
I like that he likes to drink a beer after work.
I like that.
I like his listing out here, 514 Pistachio Place in Windsor. Come check it out this Sunday from 2 to 4, or give Jameson a call at 707-217-8834. Again, 217-8834. Jameson, thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
Folks, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Stick around. It'll be a short one.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
I'm Clark Wolf. Listen to At the Table with Clark Wolf, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. We did it. We made it through the Great Recession, and home values are up. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, thanks for joining us today. Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Give us a call, and we can help you explore your options. Bay Equity Home Loans. Call us at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. I want to talk about doing-it-yourself lending.
Okay.
Do-it-yourself lending. What I mean by that is you're getting bombarded. Consumers are getting bombarded with advertising about you know, Rocket Mortgage or other internet lending options. And the problem with the do-it-yourself lending is you don't have guidance. You've also got unlicensed people on the other end of the phone. See, if they're chartered through a federal bank like Guaranteed Rate or some of these other banks like Wells Fargo, Chase, and B of A, their loan officers are not subject to the same licensing requirements as a direct lender like a mortgage bank, say Bay Equity, for example. So you're missing an element of education, an element of, I'd say, in my opinion, licensing requires you to become liable to the information as an individual. So bank loan officers are really treating their client relationship different than an NMLS licensed loan officer. And all the folks at Bay Equity, of course, have an NMLS license. I mentioned Bay Equity because they're a local lender where I work. And if you want more information, you can always call them at 707-583-8100 or go to bayequityloans.com. Anyway, so shifting away from that, the do-it-yourself lending process should really scare people. And I know that there's a lot of intelligent consumers out there. The internet has invited us to become smarter consumers.
Sure. You think you can look up anything on YouTube and figure it out?
Absolutely. So my son is 10 and a half years old, and he leaves a note with about $50 in cash on the counter that says, it's very nicely written, excellent penmanship. Laura, my wife, reads the note to me and says, "Mom, I want an Echo, which is the little Amazon cylinder device.
Yeah.
And here's the money for you to buy it on your credit card." He's 10 and a half. He's figured out how to get beyond no, because we told him we're not going to. So he's like, I'm going to fix this.
Okay.
So my son has an idea of what he's buying. I don't really know too much about these things. I've seen the commercials. But it's not really what he wants. What he wants is a Bluetooth music device.
Oh, okay.
That's not what the Echo is.
No, no,
it's not. It has that feature.
Right.
When you say Echo, play, yada, yada, yada. Right. The amount of sophistication to get all that to happen on an Echo, I learned through reading on Amazon, is beyond the 10 and a half year old's capability. It's meant to like give you the news, the weather, and talk to you.
Yeah.
Right? Like artificial intelligence almost. He just wants a Bluetooth speaker.
But he's fallen for the marketing.
He's fallen for the marketing.
Right.
He thinks he's figured out what he needs to know, but that's not the end result. So, folks, I don't mean to trivialize our average consumer, but really, if you go about it and you say, I want a home loan and I'm going to go find it because I'm going to save money, you might not save the money you think because you might put yourself into a program that you wasn't the best one for you. Yesterday, I talked to a client, great client, he's a local police officer, and he was concerned about the interest rate I showed him. And he says to me, I've seen 4% as the rate, and you quoted me 4.5%. And I said, okay, well, you have to remember, when we first met, there's 30 things that impact your mortgage rate.
Right.
30 things. And that could be loan amount, loan to value, so how much you're borrowing against the value. The opposite is how much you're putting down. What loan program you're eligible for, what your FICO score is, if it's a house or a condo, all these things, how long is the fixed term? All of these things add up to a qualifying interest rate. So fortunately, he's a smart consumer and he voiced his concern to me. And I said, I totally understand. Here's why your rate I quoted here. And it's because you're putting less down, you're getting a jumbo loan, and those factors got you to this interest rate. However, I have other programs. He said, okay, let's talk about that. I have a unique 15-year fixed program that has a 30-year payment.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we're only one of two lenders on the West Coast that offer this program.
Huh.
So it saves him 3/8 of a percentage on his rate.
Wow.
So he's down to 4.125 on a jumbo with just 20% down.
Huh.
But that conversation has to involve dialogue. And you're not going to have that kind of sophisticated dialogue if you're online doing it yourself with an internet lender. The other pitfalls of do-it-yourself lending is you don't know how long they're going to take to close your loan. You don't know how they're going to respond to your self-employment income or your rental income or your lack of income. You don't know these factors because there's no consultation. You put in your information and you hit submit and you hope you're going to get that pre-qualification letter.
Right.
Look, if you're a straight W-2 employee or you know you make a ton of money and you got an 820 FICO score, internet lending might just work out for you, especially if it's just a simple refinance. I get that.
Right. But then the property is also a factor too, right? I mean, we live in Sonoma County. It's not always the easiest place to, you know, finance, right?
Totally. And folks, don't get me wrong. This isn't just a commercial about working with George Adair at Bay Equity or anybody on our team. Kind of is. You should work with us because this is the biggest financial transaction of your life. But this is about just being smart. You know, we recently had a realtor in the studio here talk about, well, you don't do your own fillings.
Right.
Right. And there's always this, I think every service professional will use some sort of analogy like, well, you don't work on your own car. You don't do your own taxes. You don't, you know, there's always something,
sure.
Right?
Right.
Well, some people do. And sometimes it works for them. I get that. But be careful. There's so much false advertising happening right now. Do you remember when I talked about I was watching a commercial and it showed a really low interest rate for a nationwide lender?
Okay.
It was an internet lender. And I actually DVR froze it, and I took a picture of the fine print.
Yeah.
So I could actually read it. So then I blew it up and I read every word of the fine print. After it told us what states were not eligible.
Right.
And told us you know, the FICO score requirement, the down payment requirement, the term, you realize this isn't even a loan that, first, most people qualify for because you have to be so stellar on paper and you have to have a huge down payment. And in California, it can't be over a conforming loan amount, which is $424,100.
Right, which is hard to find
which
here.
Which is hard to find here.
Yeah.
You have to have 30% down. Oh, and by the way, it's for a 15-year fixed mortgage, not a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, big difference, because that 15-year interest rate looks sweet, but your payment's 25 to 30% higher than a 30-year fixed rate.
Right.
So what's more important to you, monthly payment or just that number that doesn't have a whole lot of context to most people?
Right.
Until you get into it and you understand what it's giving you. So do-it-yourself lending is just something that you have to be careful of, because you don't understand necessarily what those 30 things are that affect a rate, and you won't know until you get the disclosures. Well, if you're in contract already to buy a house and you were competitive and you wanted to have a 22-day close, you wanted to have short loan contingencies, and then you get the disclosures and they tell you what you're really eligible for, you've lost maybe 3 or 4 days.
Right.
The internet isn't just all about cost savings and information. It's more that you can use the internet to educate yourself, but don't necessarily just use it to look for the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the best deal, that shiny penny, might not actually be the best deal. So what do? You work with a local lender like Bay Equity Home Loans. You can find them online, and we've got the best tools available. Any lender has. We have it. We have a secure document portal. We have an online loan application. We have the best in-process communication where we notify you and your realtors all the way through the process of what's happening. And we move really fast. Mm-hmm. And when you've got that unique property, we understand it. And I can send it over to an underwriting and say, hey, look, here's the address. Here's the flyer. Here's the listing. It's got this funkiness and that weird thing there. And can we make a loan on it?
Mm-hmm.
You can predetermine that. You don't get that from do-it-yourself lending on the internet.
Right. And you also have a reputation that I think that also is, it's worthwhile, right? It adds value to your offer if you have that.
You're going to have a hard time getting your offer accepted. If you're a buyer and you want to buy a house, you're going to have a hard time getting your offer accepted when you submit a pre-approval letter from an internet lender.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is, we have real estate agents in here all the time, right?
Yep.
So the reason is, the realtors don't trust the internet lenders' ability to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So you might get yourself a great rate quote, but when it comes down to it, if there's 5 offers and you're up against somebody with a local lender's pre-approval, whoever's Bay Equity or one of our competitors, the local lender's pre-approval looks way cooler to the listing agent than the internet lender. It just does.
Yeah, it's that trust. You know that you've worked with them before. Yeah, yeah.
It does. trust is a huge factor. And then when, you know, sometimes stuff hits the fan and mm-hmm. you have problems that come up, who are you going to call if it's an internet lender?
Right.
Oh, the representative on the phone, you know, East Coast time from, you know, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. East Coast time, right? Accessibility is a big, huge factor to the biggest financial transaction most people have. So again, the 30 things that affect an interest rate play heavily into what you qualify for, how much of a loan you can get, what your interest rate will be. And again, those 30 things are going to be your down payment. They're going to be the type of program you want. They're going to be whether it's a jumbo loan, mm-hmm. whether it's a single family residence or a manufactured home or a condo, all of these factors. Another word of caution, when you are shopping for a mortgage and you're looking for the best rate, realize that when you find it, it won't be the best rate anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What does that mean? It's the internet. There's starving brokers and starving internet lenders out there that are like doing everything they can to keep their lights on because mm-hmm. mortgage applications are down 40% year over year. So they're just trying to cover costs and overhead and minimize loss. Mm-hmm. So they're blowing out mortgages. Well, those same ones that have no profit margin because they're blowing the rate out, what kind of service can they afford to provide?
Right.
What kind of processing and op staff do they really have? Bay Equity's hiring. We're not laying people off. We're hiring for talented people. We still have good rates. All right, folks, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back every Wednesday at noon 03. If you missed the show or you want to share it with your friends or family, you can go to ksro.com and check it out. Until then, be good. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.